All right. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. And thank you to everyone who was able to be with us and visit with us today. With that, we are going to move to item number 5. This is the petitions on our agenda, and we'll begin with the Purple Heart recipient rule. And I believe Al Nedved was going to present.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Today, this particular petition comes on behalf of South Dakota State Parks, comes from Connie Stone. Connie is the coordinator for veteran services at SDSU. You may recall that over the winter we cooperate with Connie Stone and her veterans affairs group at SDSU sponsoring a winter getaway, a snowmobile ride out in the Black Hills that the department and South Dakota Snowmobile Association helps put on. So we've been working with Connie for quite some time on a lot of issues regarding veterans and ways we can do to create partnerships and ways that we can help serve and respect our veterans and our state parks any way we can. So Connie's petition submitted is with regards to the lifetime park entrance license and discounted camping amounts that we have in rule currently, do we have Connie online here? Okay. Before I'll let Connie weigh in here, I will just give you a little bit of background on what these particular rules, what they are, and what they do, then I will let Connie speak to her particular petition on how it might affect these particular rules. But with state parks, we have a free lifetime park entrance license that is granted to veterans who are South Dakota residents who have a total disability or have been a prisoner of war. So this is a lifetime park entrance pass that we distribute in the form of a card to that particular veteran. And any vehicle that particular person is in and has possession of that card is exempt from the park entrance license. So it is a lifetime a benefit for those folks as long as they're a South Dakota resident. We do reissue those permits every 5 years or so to kind of clean up the list and the database a little bit there. But that is something we've been doing for quite some years. And then anybody who also qualifies for that particular discount or that benefit is allowed a 50% discount on camping fees, electrical fees, and camping cabin fees as well. So we handle all this through our Go Outdoor system. The documentation is uploaded electronically. Typically, we the applicant fills out a form and submits the documentation that they can get from the VA or elsewhere that can demonstrate those eligibilities for disabilities or prisoner of war status, and we keep that in our database on the Go Outdoors, and we issue them a free entrance card that they can display in their vehicle. So with that, that's a little bit of background on how we kind of manage that program, and I'll let Connie weigh in on her particular petition proposal to amend those rules to include recipients of the Purple Heart as well.
Yes, thank you so much for allowing me to speak here today. Just a quick history of kind of what this looks like. So in World War II, there was about 130,000 POWs and 1.7 million Purple Hearts given. In Korea, there was about 80,000 POWs and 118,000 Purple Hearts given. Vietnam had 780 POWs with 350,000 Purple Hearts given. In Operation War on Terror, such as Iraq and Afghanistan, there was 10 POWs and nearly 50,000 Purple Hearts given. More than 95% of our POWs are no longer living. As the wars of history have changed, that means our veterans are changing as well. Out of the 50,000 Purple Hearts that were given for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, in South Dakota, we have approximately 198 registered Purple Heart recipients. Now, when I say registered Purple Heart recipients, that means that they self-identify to the military order of the Purple Heart. The Purple Heart itself is not tagged or it's not tracked by the Department of Defense other than the awards that they have given out. They do not track the people that they were awarded to. Because in this particular award, you are not always living to receive this award. Another thing to note is that you can be a Purple Heart recipient and not be at that 100% total and permanent disability mark, meaning that is already in the rule here for, you know, the South Dakota Game and Fish and Parks. But you can be a Purple Heart recipient with injuries for war, such as concussion, TBI, you know, missing a hand, missing a leg, and that disability rating could be 20%, 50%. So those people, these individuals that have been awarded this award because of injuries that they have sustained during these conflicts do not have access to this gift that the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks have given them. And so I highly, highly recommend that this be considered to include Purple Heart recipients as one of the criteria to receive that lifetime pass. And I'm here for any questions for anybody.
Very good. Any questions for Connie at this time from the commission? Connie, it says here, and maybe you said this before, we're looking at about 150 registered Purple Heart recipients. Is that correct?
198.
Oh, 98. So, okay.
Yep. So what that looks like, and to be fair, a majority of those Purple Heart recipients are Vietnam. We have a few World War II. There's not as many that are coming forward regarding the Iraq and the Afghan wars. And like I said, they are self-reporting. So we do have individuals in the state of South Dakota that are not registered with the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So there's no way to track them. I would guesstimate maybe nearly 75 more individuals, roughly.
Okay, thank you. Additional questions from the commission? Commissioner Locken.
Question for Mr. Nedved. How many of those cards have we issued, or how many are being carried and active right now? Do you have any idea on that?
Through the chair. Assuming you mean the lifetime park entrance license.
Exactly.
There. Oh, gosh. I do believe it's on the order of about 1,000, I think, is the ones that we carry so far. And I could get a more accurate number for you if you like.
Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, Al, if you want to continue.
Okay. Thank you. As we've discussed Ms. Stone's petition here and looked at it, we do recognize that there are some pretty strong parallels between what the original intent of the lifetime park entrance license for disabled veterans and also with Purple Heart recipients, and then also, as Ms. Stone states, the prisoner of war parallels there. And occasionally we do get some confusion on some of these eligibilities, as Ms. Stone said that, sometimes Purple Heart recipients can have varying degrees of disabilities that qualify for this particular park entrance license exemption as well. So we believe this change would be a positive change. It would help clear up some confusion with that. And with the numbers that we're seeing, we don't feel that would be a significant type of economic impact to the department that we would see with this clarification and usage of the exemption to include Purple Heart recipients there. So at this time, the department would be supportive of this petition and continuing the process of the rule change to accommodate this particular change.
Comments from the commission? Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Any comments on that motion? I would just like to applaud Connie and the department, anything that we can do to recognize our servicemen and women for the sacrifices that they've made for our country. I applaud those efforts, so thank you. All those in favor can signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you.